T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In honor of a viral social media question, what was the movie that traumatized you as a kid? Lonzo's showing you yours, and I'm showing you mine. Lonzo, mine is from the movie Goonies, and you can make fun of me for this all you want, but Mama Fratelli scared the hell out of everybody. And she was so good, she was so terrifying in Goonies, that they cast her as the mom and Throw Mama from the Train. Remember that? That woman made me crap my pants, Lonzo.
Did you see her in the movie Scrooged, though?
No, I did not.
She was in that, and she was a sweetheart.
No, I did not. Here is Mama Fratelli from Goonies. Get me the hell away from her! Still gives me anxiety. That voice gives me gives me anxiety, Lonzo. I'd rather not have anxiety during the show. Let's get to Griffin, who's up next on the show. Hey, Griffin, thanks for the call, bud. You are offsides. Griffin, go ahead.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Lonzo. Want to share my scariest movie when I was a kid. My mom was adamant about not letting me see this movie, and my dad let me sneak into his room one night late at night, and we watched The Ring.
Oh,
and
yeah.
A specific scene where the male lead is sitting in his computer chair. The female lead walks in and is checking on him, and she spins his chair around, and his face is discolored disgustingly, and his jaw looks like it's not connected to his face. It's disgusting, and that scarred me as a child. I didn't watch scary movies for years after that.
So your mom was actually right there. Your dad was wrong. Your mom was right. Okay.
Which I think is often the case, but, you know.
Griffin, thanks, bud. Appreciate you sharing yours with us. Let's get to Dominic, who's up next. Dominic, you're offsides. Dominic, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? I tell you what, as a young boy, I saw a movie called Phantasm, and any scene where the tall man was in pretty much creeped me out. And that one scene with the ball that had that fork and knife and thing that came out and would just go through a guy's skull. I mean,
I never saw that.
Here's the thing, Dominic. He's never seen him. There's been multiple Phantasm movies, and the tall man is creepy. He goes into the graveyard after someone dies, pulls out the bodies, turns them into evil Jawas.
No,
and,
he doesn't.
But the metal
balls—they
float through the air, and then they pump out.
They don't do that. They don't do that.
It's excellent,
Lonzo. They don't do that. You're going to stop right now, okay? You don't do that. You don't do that. But we're not going to go there. I saw the first Saw movie, where they had this like this head contraption that had pins inside of it, and it would close on your head like with nails. I wouldn't watch another Saw movie after that. I don't know what it is, but I can't watch those movies, man. Am I just soft, well, Dominic? I can't watch it.
No, I don't think you're soft, because if you can get through Cats, I think you're the best man of all.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much for the call. Thanks for sharing your traumatic, scary movie experience with us here on the show today. All right. We are set to be joined momentarily by Seth Walder from ESPN's analytics department. By the way, DP on Twitter, at ClemsonFanForever, says the original Amityville Horror with James Brolin and Margot Kidder. You guys are giving me a lot of movies to watch, man. You're giving me a lot of movies to watch because I haven't experienced the same things you've experienced. I really haven't. So good stuff. But are you guys with me? Like, do you remember Mama Fratelli from Goonies? Then they cast her and Throw Mama from the Train. Was I the only, like, 6-year-old that was literally crapping his pants every time that woman was on the screen?
You have never seen the Amityville Horror.
No.
The original where the flies are in the window and they're going, get
okay,
out,
okay.
Get out.
No, I haven't seen that, but you've never seen Castaway. You've never seen Anchorman. All right?
Yeah, I've seen good movies. I've seen horror movies are good movies.
Okay.
The other stuff is stuff that can happen on the news.
Okay.
You know, I work in news. I don't need to watch a movie
about
it.
I'm telling you, it's tremendous. Joining us right now, he is a brand new father. He's also on the cutting edge of ESPN's analytics department. Seth Walder of ESPN joins us right now. Seth, congratulations to you and the wife on your precious newborn. I'm so happy for you guys. Now I'm going to turn that positivity into a moment of anxiety for you, Seth, because I'm going to ask you for the movie that traumatized you as a kid. Mine was Mama Fratelli in the movie Goonies. I'm terrified of that woman.
Oh, wow. You know, I watched when it was like a middle school sleepover and we watched The Ring, and it was so, I remember being just terrified. I want to say, maybe I'm making this up, I want to say my friend called me like the next night and did the seven day thing, and I was scarred. Yeah, so that was like the last horror movie I ever saw. So I'm with you.
Speaking of horror movies, how about the movie Seven itself? You watch that? Brad Pitt, Kevin Spacey, Head in a Box, What's in the Box? Remember that?
Oh, no, I'm not exaggerating. I don't watch horror movies. So no.
No, you don't remember that. You don't remember that. Don't remember that at all. Seth Walder from ESPN joining us here on Offsides. Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. So, Seth, the NFL is talking about changing playoff formats. I hate it. Less is more. I've always felt that way. You can't convince me that more playoff teams has been better in baseball. Longer playoff rounds have been better in the NBA. More tournament teams have been better in college basketball. More playoff teams would be better in college football. The scarcity principle, you know, the lower the supply, the greater the demand. Why is the NFL considering this? I don't like it at all.
Well, I'm kind of with you. You know, like, I guess to do like a full analysis, I really have to run these numbers, and we haven't done that fully yet. But to me, I'm with you in the sense that what the NFL has going for it is something that the other leagues don't, for the reasons you said, right? Like in the NBA, so many teams make the playoffs, and only a few teams can really win the championship, and the result is that the regular season doesn't matter that much. In hockey, you know, so many teams make the playoffs, any one of them could win. It's really just a bunch of coin flips at that point. So it matters if you get in or not, but you just don't have that balance the way that you have in the NFL. And the NFL has a nice incentive structure where you're always fighting for something, usually, whether it's to get that bye or get into the playoff. And I guess to me, it could be fine. I think it's definitely possible that it's fine. And this all works out okay if this is the way that things go. But I just, to me, it's one thing that the NFL really is going for it beyond the other leagues. And if I were them, I guess I just wouldn't touch that. I don't know. That's my initial thought.
No, that's I feel the same way. And you know, I'm reading articles today. The two teams that would have made the playoffs are the Los Angeles Rams and the Pittsburgh Steelers. ... Who would have done absolutely nothing. Right?
Yeah, I mean, or like, did they deserve that? I didn't play well enough to get in. I didn't feel like, it's not like they were robbed.
Lonzo, why is Seth Walder wrong? Why is he wrong?
This is wrong of you doing what you just did.
Because
I will pay you back for that.
Seth, I didn't realize that he was eating while I'm asking him this question, so I'm getting him with a mouthful of food. But Lonzo and I were debating this.
By the way, I'm not eating in the studio because we're not allowed to do that.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I would never disobey rules.
Seth, he's not eating. He's ingesting. Okay?
Seth, I am excited about the possibility of this happening because it makes the last couple games more interesting, and you might get some teams that won't set people because they know they want the only buy possible, so it makes the games better, especially the last couple.
Continue.
How do you know the last couple games are more interesting? Like, aren't we allowing for more teams now? Two through seven now is basically getting the same thing. So you're taking away a buy spot that people often fight for. Like, it could work the other way.
No, I get what you're saying, but
the fight for that two seed doesn't matter anymore.
But to me, I like the fact that there's only one bye, and teams are really going to be trying to get that one bye, so they don't have to slack off at the end. I really think that makes it more exciting.
We're interrupting mealtime, Seth. So I'm going to let him get back to it.
I will get you back for this.
I wait for the future, Lonzo. So Seth. Let's move over to free agency now. And, you know, it looks like it could be an anticlimactic free agency. Drew Brees back to the Saints. Dak Prescott back to the Cowboys at an overpriced price tag. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts involving Tom Brady and any possibility that he might leave New England?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, I think anyone talking about this is guessing right now.
Sure.
So I would certainly be in that camp. I mean, I think, I don't know, I guess I just feel like he'll end up back in New England. I mean, how can you not? But I think, you know, there's definitely this free agency season could be quite interesting. And I think it's interesting for quarterbacks. I think it's interesting for a lot of other players, too. I'm curious to see how this thing all pans out.
What are you seeing in terms of Tom Brady's performance arc? In terms of where he is, I know Pro Football Focus says he was the 12th rated performer this year in the NFL. I don't think he's still at the level where he can elevate a subpar group of wide receivers. I think we got the proof on that this last season. But supposing he has a talented supporting cast, do your numbers say that this is still a quarterback that could win a Super Bowl?
He is definitely on the downside. I mean, I think according to total QBR, he was worse than that even than the PFF rank you had. I think one thing to keep in mind, of course, is the supporting cast, like you said. He had not only a poor receiving core, but also a poor offensive line. The season before, Tom Brady had the Patriots had an excellent offensive line in terms of pass protection, and he did not have that this past season. However, you know, we think of him as being this kind of transcendent player who can move beyond all of that. I think at this point, he is not that transcendent player. He's probably good enough that he can, with the right cast, you can get it done. And I do think that's probably, you could still think about him that way, but I just think that he probably needs the weapons, needs the pass protection more than he ever has in the past.
Seth Walder, ESPN Analytics, joining us here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. So Lonzo's a big Chiefs fan, and Chris Jones is an impending free agent. The first time we had you on, Seth, I was transfixed at this stat that you guys had come up with that really showed a way to evaluate defensive linemen, both edge rushers and defensive tackles, outside of this really kind of narrow-minded sack statistic that we love. I've never thought that's a great way to evaluate players. And you and I were talking off the air today about how these statistics show the true value of Jadeveon Clowney, whereas a guy, you know, an agent, his agent has got to be wringing his hands that he can't get an A-level offer for a client, and the reason being that he's never had 10 sacks in a season. What do your numbers say, your win rate stats say, on guys like Chris Jones, guys like Jadeveon Clowney heading into free agency?
Those are two guys I like a lot. And so for your audience, what we have is a stat called pass rush win rate, where basically what we're measuring is the rate at which a pass rusher beats his blocker within 2.5 seconds. So we have to judge them on this fixed set of time, because if the quarterback holds the ball for 6 seconds forever, and eventually you get to him and get a sack, that's cool. But really, the time element that the quarterback holding the ball is a big factor there. So let's make it an even playing field, judge everyone at 2.5 seconds. And we do this with player tracking data with next gen stats. So all that said, Jadeveon Clowney is one of these guys where he has had a really good pass rush win rate, both this season and the season before that. And he gets double teamed a heck of a lot. He was the third most double-teamed edge rusher this year. And so I think that he's better than his sack totals indicate. He's a guy that I would, if I were a team, I'd be very interested in. I would rather have Clowney than someone like Ngakoue from the Jaguars. And I think he's really interesting. Chris Jones is amazing. I mean, Aaron Donald's the best defensive tackle in football, but Chris Jones is unquestionably the second best defensive tackle. He ranked third in pass rush win rate this season among defensive tackles, but he was double-teamed more than Donald and more than Grady Jarrett, who was second. And so I think that Chris Jones has really made himself, it's very clear to me, and that he's the second-best defensive tackle. Given his age, I would think you'd want to pay him too. Let's see. Do you guys want to hear about offensive line? I got offensive line number
sure.
two because we got the inverse. You know, I think Brandon Scherf's the guy that people pay a lot of attention to, but our numbers would say Joe Tooney from the Patriots, the guard, is probably outperformed him last season. Joe Tooney had an excellent pass protecting year. I know I mentioned a couple minutes ago that Tom Brady had poor pass protection, and that's true. He had poor pass protection from everyone except for Joe Tooney. And if the Patriots lose him, that will be a loss. I think that's a guy that teams ought to be looking at. And Jack Conklin, I think, is a guy that has, you know, I think he's a previous All-Pro, I want to say off the top of my head. And he had a pretty good year this year. So I think he's a really interesting player that teams who need pass protection, there's a heck of a lot of them, ought to be looking at.
Seth Walder, news just coming down right now. NFL owners have voted to accept terms of the proposed CBA. Tomorrow, 32 player reps could vote on the same deal. If it passes by a two-third majority, it would go to the players for a final vote, though that only require a simple majority, closer and closer to 10 years of labor peace. We are to assume that as part of that, the playoff proposal would go into effect immediately as well for the 2020 season. Seth, as we wrap up today, your thoughts on some of the quarterbacks in the draft class this year. You know, I still have nightmares about the Bo Jackson injury, and people are talking me off the ledge about that because we're in a different place now with science. Tua didn't go through this. Tua, you know, had much better medical care, but I don't know why I'm anxious about Tua with a top 10 pick. And then you have Joe Burrow at number one, and now maybe there are embers out there that he might not be thrilled with the idea of playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. How do you size up the quarterback class in 2020?
I'm a huge fan of Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. I think they're both excellent quarterbacks. To me, I would take Burrow one. I think that for all the reasons we saw, not just the national championship, he had a QBR of 94.9 last year, which is outrageous. And also, he did another thing, too, which is we have a stat that we use in the NFL side called completion percentage over expectation, which is basically, instead of looking at completion percentage, let's look at completion percentage considering how far downfield you're throwing, right? Because if you're throwing a lot of deep passes, you're not going to be expected to complete that as many of those. Joe Burrow is number one for sure in that metric and some of the related above expectation metrics. So that's all points to me. Paul points to the sign saying Joe Burrow is the guy to take at one. Tua is right behind him in terms of like QBR and other advanced metrics. I think it's just a health thing, like you mentioned, that might bring him back. But I wouldn't hesitate to take him at two, frankly, you know, in a vacuum, maybe even if I were the Redskins, because it's just so hard to find an elite quarterback. You got to take risks on them. And yeah, there's some health risks, but if you don't have a good quarterback, it doesn't matter if your quarterback is healthy. You got to first get the guy. So yeah, I mean honestly, if I were Washington, I would take a
wow.
long look at Tagovailoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
you're folding the book on Haskins already.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. Washington could do three things, right? They could draft Chase Young, they could take Tua, or they could trade down. I think drafting Chase Young is easily the biggest mistake you could make of the three there.
Why?
You could take Tua because if the other two ways you get a quarterback's value out of the pick, so you either take Tua and now you have maybe a better quarterback than Haskins, or let's just say you feel good about Haskins, that's fine. You trade down the value that you're going to get back from Carolina or the Chargers or someone like that to move up to two for them to take Tua is easily worth the gap between Chase Young and whoever you're taking at seven or wherever you end up.
Interesting stuff. You know, talking about values of picks and so on and so forth, you know, would a team be willing to risk losing Chase Young to get more value for their draft selection? Seth, we always learn new things every time we have you on. We appreciate you so much. Congratulations to you and the family. What's the name of the little guy?
Finn's our little guy.
Congratulations, Seth. Appreciate it, man. All the best for a healthy, happy baby and family moving forward to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Seth Walder, ESPN Analytics, joining us here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Coming up next, you guys ready to win some tickets? Our Greenville Swamp Rabbits report with Jordan Coons is coming your way next, and we have to play the role of Slump Buster. This is Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Friday Eve edition of the show. All right, it's time for your Greenville Swamp Rabbits report. Here we go. Jordan Coons. So let me tell you something I love about Jordan. All right. Jordan walks in here today with kind of like a stupor. Not an alcoholic stupor in any way, shape, or form, but just kind of like an expression on his face that he was very down, very bummed, very upset, right? And I could see it. I could see it, Jordan, and I could feel it, and I could see it on your face. And I love this about you because you live, breathe, bleed for your team, and the Swamp Rabbits have taken it on the chin. Losers of five straight contests, 6-2 to the Everblades, makes my uncle happy. 5-1 to the Everblades, again, makes my uncle happy. 4-3 to the Jacksonville Icemen, 4-3 to the South Carolina Stingrays, and 6-2 to the South Carolina Stingrays. I, too, would be in a stupor out of this, and we are here to break the slump today, okay? That is what we are here to do. Look, in a long season, this is bound to happen.
Yeah.
At some point, this is bound to happen. And you know what, man? I still have a lot of faith in this team. I realize the Greenville Swamp Rabbits have fallen from third place into fourth place. Top four teams, every division, make the postseason. Still in a good position to make said postseason. But they've got to turn it around right now.
Yeah.
They really do. Hey, Jordan, what's going on, bud?
Happy Super Thursday? I don't know what to call it today.
We're turning it around, man.
Yeah.
We're turning it around in here. We got hockey weather outside, man.
We sure do. It's very snowing.
How do we get an outdoor Greenville Swamp Rabbits game?
Oh, that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be insane? Oh, I know. But I want to talk to the powers that be to see if we can't get that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I may have something for you later.
Okay.
So the one saying that I go back to is you're never as good as your best, and you're never as bad as your worst. How many times have you heard that?
Yeah.
You know, in the course of a season,
sure,
where, you know, you're going on this 10-game run, and you're like, is this them? No, more than likely, no, it's not. Or if you're on right now for the Swamp Rabbits 5-game bender, hasn't been the most fun thing in the world, giving up on average 5 goals a game in the last 5 games. I thought the offense has been there. I thought that, you know, scoring the first goal 3 games in a row would stoke to a better future in those, the better result in those last 3 games. But really, it comes down to the defensive effort here in this 5-game losing streak over the 5-game road trip. That it's got to be better here for this weekend. Not to mention, you know, 2 games against a team that's lost 9 in a row in the Worcester Railers and the Atlanta Gladiators on Sunday afternoon, who are challenging. They're not far behind for that fourth and final spot. Here's the good news: the third spot is only 2 points away. To your other point, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm trying to find. Maybe not.
That's tremendous. No, no, man. Look, that's tremendous. You know, like, you should come in here looking down and depressed after losses of 5 in a row. Believe you me, Lonzo can tell you when we have a bad show, I'm not a happy camper to be around.
Yeah.
Okay? At all.
See, I don't know what he's talking about. We've never had a bad show.
Oh, listen to this guy.
He's probably still cruising on the Chiefs championship parade.
You see the shirt. I mean, it's a month later. He's still wearing. Still rocking.
It just came in the mail last night. It's a brand new shirt. It shows you how much he pays attention. And so there was a backlog. It took a while to get the shirt. I got it, so I need to wear it.
There you go. Hey, we talked about the schedule the last time and how it's so unbalanced in the ECHL. You and I talked about a wish for it to become a little bit more balanced, but this is a team that we don't see very often, the Worcester Railers.
Saw them last year once there and twice here. But generally speaking, you know, usually get one division that you see. This is the only representative from the North Division we're going to see this year in Worcester. which is twice here at the Well, Friday, Saturday, two of our bigger promotional nights. But this is a team you have to jump on. I mean, they've been last place in the North Division in back-to-back years, a team that, you know, can't keep pucks out of their net, can't score very much, have a dismal power play. This is that weekend where you rise from the ashes and re-grasp what this team had going for it all season long. So if this is the weekend to turn it around, you have an opponent that is not very good. Let's just call a spade a spade. The Worcester Railers are the worst team in the league. You have to come up with a way to beat them.
Not once, but twice. Look, you know, we've talked about the defense on this team thus far this year. 25 goals allowed the last five games, Jordan. 5 goals per game against. What is not happening defensively that needs to?
To me, if I'm going to use a technical term, it's gap control. And the way to describe gap is the distance between the puck, or I would say more so the puck, and the defensive stick. So the gap between that has to be a lot tighter to really discourage clean zone entry into the offensive zone. That's got to be something that has to change for the Swamp Rabbits, especially this weekend against Worcester and, of course, Atlanta. I mean, Sunday's game, of those three, one could argue Sunday's is the most important because it's divisional and it's the team that's chasing you. That's a 4-point swing right there. But again, you can't look ahead and fall into a trap game mentality. I'm sure the coaching staff, you know, would say there's no way and you know what that we're going to consider trap game mentality this weekend at all. I would expect this team's best here this weekend and to jump on a team that's lost 9 in a row. I mean, 5 is not fun, but I can't imagine 9 being very fun as I went through an 11-game losing streak last year. So it all comes down to, again, eliminating shots towards the net. There have been too many of those all season long. But additionally, just gap control and zone entries has to be a lot cleaner defensively.
That certainly seems to be the case, Jordan. As we try to help this team turn it around, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to give you guys a chance to win some tickets over the course of the show today. And we look at the Greenville Swamp Rabbits here in the South Division. Look, it's not as though the Atlanta Gladiators, it's not as though Greenville's in the clear from the Atlanta Gladiators, even from the Jacksonville Icemen. But, you know, you've played 5 more games in Jacksonville, 2 more games than Atlanta. You have the points lead. We've seen Greenville now play its worst hockey of the entire season. And you've got home cooking coming at Bon Secours. We
really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've got to get the people out, man. We've got to get them out to support this team. Ladies and gentlemen, this is hockey weather. Okay, you've got a team that has improved significantly. You know, they get the most improved team award this year. Bottom team in the ECHL last year. Right now, all season long, a playoff team this year. The Orlando Solar Bears have been on a bit of a tear, though, in this division to kind of commandeer third place. And, you know, look, man, in any model where you are experiencing growth, anybody would be beside themselves with positivity, still big picture. I know it's hard to see it. I saw you when you walked into the studio today, Jordan. I know the big picture today is hard to see, but I want to bring you and the fans back to widening the lens and considering where you were a year ago to make the playoffs this year after where you were a year ago. And we still got a ways to go. I get it. May not happen, may happen. But you're in a great spot.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Lonzo, what are your two love languages?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is tremendous. See, he's going to act like he's all masculine because he doesn't know what it is. The love languages are touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, gifts, and quality time. Yeah. Those are the five love languages, and everybody has two that they gravitate toward the most. Okay? Now, Lonzo doesn't give me either of my two, which is a real shame, honestly. What are your two?
Okay, mine is touch and quality time.
Okay, yeah. Touch and words of affirmation. The only time I ever get a word of affirmation from this guy is when he likes an interview that we have. He'll go, man, that Dick Vermeil interview was great. All right, don't touch me. He's coming over to touch me. Abuse, HR. Oh, that Lonzo, that feels amazing. Thank you, sir. I love you too, sir. It feels amazing. Giving me the touch love language right now.
Why I'm on this is that gift giving is not on my top, but you know what? Santa Jordan has come with 4 tickets to Friday and 2 to Saturday for you guys to come out to see the Greenville Swamp.
We are meeting your gift love language. Meeting your gift love language, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, we are. So, gifts coming your way.
You guys, you two have the opportunity.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's make it happen.
Join me on the broadcast.
Let's make it happen, man. Listen. As you know, I had surgery in November, followed by Christmas vacation, followed by pneumonia. I'm back, baby. I'm back. And I'm ready. I'm ready to be on board for this playoff push, for this playoff run. I'm ready for you guys, our valued audience, to be on board with this playoff run. This is damn exciting, man. This is so darn exciting. Really, really exciting. By the way, a texter says, why does it sound like someone just strummed a guitar in here?
Yeah, because you did that, because you bumped your mic, and there are springs on there, and you got it reverberating for enough that I thought someone that I hit a bumper music, and I was like, what was that?
By the way, a texter says, the Swamp Rabbit outdoor game, you'll have to tell me what this means, at Serene Stadium?
Serene.
Serene Stadium? What's that?
I don't know.
It's a stadium downtown. Downtown-ish. What? Yeah, they played semi-pro games there. They played high school games there. It's big enough that you could put an ice rink into it.
So my point about that is that you'd have the opportunity to in person talk to Doug Heinzer about said outdoor.
Let's do it. I'm there. We're gonna make it happen, baby. We're absolutely gonna make it happen, Jordan Kuhn. So how can our listeners win these tickets today?
So I was thinking it's Pucks and Paws then on Saturday. Paw Patrol is the Nickelodeon night sweater. Saturday as well. So if you text in the 71307 ESPN followed by Paw Patrol, you'll win 4 tickets to Saturday night's game at the Well. So it's Military Appreciation Night on Friday, and then our Nickelodeon Night with Pucks and Paws and a Guns and Hoses broomball game.
Yeah!
Members of the local fire department and police department will be taking part in some broomball in the first intermission. I think this is probably the weekend if you wanted to put a big red star next to a game you're going to. This is the weekend to do it. It's going to be a great atmosphere. February is always fun to go to a game. So I'm excited to get things going this weekend, lay waste to a team that's lost 9 in a row. I don't think people, as I wrote in the journal, I don't like losing very much. I internalize it terribly. I want to win. And, I've had my championship drought, which I've internalized on this program, tried to process with you guys. I'm making progress, I think.
In my life, Jordan, I was convinced up until about yesterday that women existed in my life to break my heart. Okay. up until present day, but when I was young, sports were women to me.
Yep.
They broke my heart time after time after time. That was their role in my life was to destroy me, right? And it was until about 20 years of age that I won a championship. The Florida Gators won a national championship in football. But up until that time, I was convinced I was cursed. I had gone through the Houston Oilers blowing a 35-3 lead in the NFL playoffs to the Buffalo Bills. So you believe firmly that anything you're involved with is cursed.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It comes to a point where once you've done it enough, yes, 100%. But, you know, as my therapist will always tell me, you gotta keep going. And as many people tell me I'm still young, I don't agree with them. I feel like 30 is the new 40. So I'll be coming up here.
What does that say for me? I'm 42. Uh-oh. What are you trying to say?
Listen, you're a young, spry man.
I'm 51, and I feel very young most days.
Yeah, so, and let's ignore the fact that he was talking about arthritis for an entire commercial break about half an hour
ago. By the way,
ago.
He must not have heard that last part when I said most days.
Most days.
Yes.
Oh, most
On
days.
A day like today, I'm sure it's a little
oh,
different.
Yeah, oh, no, he's been wincing the whole day.
Yeah.
He's been wincing the entire day.
But I power through because that's
but
what
listen,
I do.
Listen, you know, I've seen your office, and, you know, I would probably, if I had the opportunity to decorate my own office, I would probably do something similar. So I'm with you on that one.
Describe your office decor.
It's Geeky Kingdom.
It is Geeky
That's
Kingdom.
That's a good way to describe it, yes.
It's. I would do the same.
We describe it as the Nerd Cave, and that's
Nerd
what
Cave's
it is.
Fine, too. Yeah. I definitely embrace that as well.
So remind our audience what we need to text to win the four
ESPN
pack of tickets.
ESPN Paw Patrol to 71307 to win four tickets to the game on Saturday. Of course, Pucks and Paws, so if you've got a dog, you pay for the dog, you get in free. Let's put it that way.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That is absolutely positively fantastic.
Because the dog is most important. The most important part of the family is I've learned that everyone has their fur babies, and apparently like it's a substitute for having kids. I don't know if I agree with that or not, but I'm getting too social commentary here on ESPN Upstate, I'm sure. Nonetheless, it's going to be a big weekend this weekend for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. You know, all losing streaks must come to an end. I get this weekend is a big step in that direction. I have faith that things can turn around. I want this to turn around. And that's all there is to it. You're up against a team that is two very winnable games this weekend and then a real dogfight on Sunday. So should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a great end to the season here for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits as we kind of, you know, so we sit here today, Jordan, 52 points for the team. What I do when I'm watching a basketball game, like let's say the score is 60-52 with 6 minutes left. I say to myself, okay, the team that has 60 or how many points wins the game, right? I say that to myself. A game 60-52, 7 minutes left, I'm saying I think 70 points wins the game. Okay, so if the leading team scores 10 more points in the final 7 minutes, they win the game.
Right.
We look at the standings here. 52 points for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. How many points gets the playoff berth?
So there's what, 18 games left? So that's a potential of 36 more points. I'd say somewhere in the mid-80s probably.
You don't have to get 28 out of 36 points.
Okay, so all right, so high 70s. We'll go high 70s.
High 70s to make the postseason. Greenville has 52 right now, 18 games remaining. Folks, they need your support. They need your support. We've got hockey weather. We've got a team coming to town where it can be a really good feel-good experience for the family because it's the worst team in the league and Greenville is looking to bounce back, looking to get their mojo back. When the team goes through a funk like this, how is the mood on the team today? Like how are the guys holding up? How is Coach Kerr holding up through all this?
Honestly, it really does come down to it's a fresh slate. It's a new day. They're professionals. They have to find a way to improve and really get through this. And these are those bonding moments, you know, especially peeling behind the curtain a little bit. We had some bus issues on the way back from Charleston where we were stuck at a truck stop for an additional 4 hours, didn't get home till 5 a.m. And the guys just bonded together. They saw a movie together on the bus. You know, they had the chance to sit at the truck stop and just chat and, you know, bond together on the road. I know that usually it happens early in the season, but you can't get enough of that. So just a little bit of a late entrance for us back to Greenville after the game in Charleston. Everything was handled well. We're all safe. Everything's good. But it really does come down to these are those moments where, you know, you've seen now what it takes to win. This is the stretch drive. There's not a lot of time left. It's going to be a race to the end between three teams at least here, a fourth possibly with Jacksonville. But for me, it's two spots between three teams. Honestly, if you look at the underlying numbers, the Swamp Rabbits have better numbers than the Atlanta Gladiators. It really will come down to that season series between the two, because upcoming there is a stretch of which the two teams play each other four times in a row. You have to win against the Gladiators if you're going to get into the playoffs this year. 10 of the final 16 games, eight of the final 18 games are against not South Division opponents. So you're going to have to find a way against your division here. And Atlanta, you see them the most. Got to beat them if you're going to make the South Division third or fourth spot. So that's how it goes.
You know, it must have been disappointing, too, the games with Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I mean, you're clearly better than this team.
Yep.
You're clearly better. You know, Greenville's significantly the stronger of the two sides. And those couple of games really throws Jacksonville right back into the race with you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've played five fewer games. They're 8 points down. They go on a little five-game winning streak, as unlikely as it may be. They'd have the lead right now as well. So Greenville kind of creating some problems for themselves with that two-game series.
Yeah. Other thing is that Jacksonville's captain was suspended for 18 games, and they haven't lost since. Let's just say he got into it with the opposition's bench quite a bit.
Really?
Yes.
18 games, I imagine.
And on his way escorting to the penalty box, the linesman lost his jersey going back to the penalty box because they just could not get him to the box. He just went flat out nuts.
Wow.
I can show you the video. I'll send it to you later on. It's fascinating. Jacksonville, I think, just lost once since losing their captain to suspension. It's nuts. But yes, you're right that, you know, as a team, they have to come to grips with the fact that they put themselves in the spot. They've had the opportunity to bank these points. That's just facts. That's not being critical. That's not being anything. That's just the fact of the matter. So how you get out of it, you have to discover what it takes to win this time of year. It takes an extra gear. And this weekend, a great opportunity to get back on the right side of history. Don't want this to go on any longer, because you don't want to keep standings watching every night wondering, what did Atlanta do? What did Orlando do? What did Jacksonville do tonight? That's the worst feeling. When you do this. So.
Worcester just 17-32 on the year. You look at the standings throughout the ECHL, the Newfoundland Growlers. Where are they located again, Lonzo? Newfoundland? Newfoundland Growlers?
Canada.
That's right.
They have their own time zone up there.
That's right.
By the way, you're saying that. I knew that. You didn't.
We quizzed you, and you got the quiz wrong.
No,
you're
wrong. I knew it was in Canada. You didn't.
You need to break the tie and test for their memory. He failed the quiz. Do you remember that?
I remember doing the quiz. I forget.
He failed the quiz, absolutely.
Look at the guilty smile on his face. Yeah. He knows that he messed up.
South Carolina Stingrays, 39-10, lead their division. Cincinnati and the Allen Americans at 35-11. There are some elite teams in this league this year. You know, it's interesting. Not a lot of parity. You know, Greenville, kind of one of the few teams that are in the middle of the pack in this particular league this year. You know, you're seeing teams with an upwards of an 800 winning percentage, and then other teams that just cannot get off the mat in Greenville's division. The Norfolk Admirals are that particular side. I truly believe, Jordan, if they just beat the teams they're supposed to beat, they will get to the postseason and where we all want them to be. And I just think, again, it's important to go back and remember the big picture about where this team has been, where they are now, how far they've come. And look, I mean, I see no reason why you can't continue the climb and, you know, to vie to challenge South Carolina or Florida next year. I think you have the leadership in place to do that, the coaching staff in place to do it. I marvel at how well the team adjusts to losing players and promotions and so on and so forth. You guys have to deal with so much on a daily basis. Also want to invite you to check out Jordan's blog. Jordan, you guys know RMO here. We love transparency. I'm a big fan of the Domino's ad campaign that's really transparent. You know, if we screwed up your pizza, we'll do this for you. I'm a huge fan of transparency. If you want to see behind the curtain on a hockey season and the voice of a hockey team, Jordan Kuhn's blog is fantastic. Jordan, as always, we greatly appreciate you, my brother. And we're going to turn this thing around. And I just want you to remember that offsides was the reason. All right?
Understood.
You got it.
I'm ready.
Your Greenville Swamp Rabbits report right here. Enjoy the tickets, everybody. So much more coming your way here on Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.